This is the Afternoon Magazine. I'm Celeste Quinn. Thanks for tuning in today. If you live in Chicago or enjoy visiting the city, here's something you should do or consider doing again. Take the architectural cruise offered by the Chicago Architecture Foundation. The cruise puts you on the Chicago River. And you're below the streets of the city, and so you're able to get another perspective of the city's architectural gems with commentary from very well-trained docents. The cruise, though, is just one of the activities offered by the Chicago Architecture Foundation. In this portion of the program, we'll take a look at the work and the latest efforts of the foundation, which is located at 224 South Michigan Avenue in Chicago. Our guest is the Director of Volunteers and Adult Education at the foundation. Her name is Barb Gordon. Hi, Barb.
Hello, Celeste.
How are you?
Okay, thanks for inviting me.
You're very welcome. Tell us about the mission of the foundation.
Well, the mission of our organization is to advance public interest in architecture and education, basically for the public.
And when was it established and by whom?
We were established in 1966 to save the Glessner House on South Michigan, the South Loop area on Prairie Avenue. And it was just a group of advocates during the 60s wanting to save an H.H. Richardson home.
Okay.
And so we started to raise funds by giving tours of the building and of the Loop to raise funds to restore the house. And then one thing led to another. The tours of the Loop got very popular, and telling the story of the Chicago School of Architecture got popular. And we just grew.
And now you've got headquarters there on South Michigan Avenue.
That's right.
And you've got some exhibitions there, and you've got a new permanent exhibition called Chicago, You Are Here.
Yeah, it's our visitor center we've had for a while, and it's just been revamped. And I've been here from the beginning as far as when we first created this visitor center called City Space, where you can get information about where to visit in Chicago, tours to take, member services. And we've just opened this summer. It's called Chicago, You Are Here, and it looks at themes of Chicago, like flat, the geography of Chicago, looking at skyscraper design, preservation, sustainability, so various themes people can explore.
Yeah. And there's another new exhibition this summer. It will open early next month in August, August 8th, and run through mid-November.
Mm-hmm.
And this sounds really fascinating. Me, myself, and infrastructure. What's that all about?
Yeah, we're really excited about bringing this one in. It's just the title alone, Me, Myself, and Infrastructure. Our new Vice President of Exhibitions and Programs, Gregory Dreiser, he curated this a few years ago. He did it for the 150th anniversary for the American civil engineers, and they said, we want to really showcase infrastructure and the work that civil engineers do. And so instead of doing something very classic in the sense of exhibition design, he said, people don't think about infrastructure until something goes wrong. Mm-hmm. And the questions that they ask when they do are, who's responsible? How much is it going to cost? How big is it? And so it's a really fun way of looking at infrastructure as it relates to our everyday lives.
Yeah. Now, is there an admission fee for these exhibitions and getting into the visitor center?
No, it's all free and open to the public.
Okay. And what are your hours?
We are open 9 to 5:30.
Okay. I mentioned the Chicago River Architecture Cruise in my introduction.
Mm-hmm.
It is spectacular. I've taken it twice.
Oh, great.
What in your mind is the highlight of the river tour?
Well, number one is just having that perspective from just a little below, you know, the street's edge to take a good look at not only the skyscrapers, but what's going along the river edge, you know, Lower Wacker Drive, and watching people look onto the river as an amenity now.
Yeah, yeah. It wasn't always so, was it?
No, it wasn't.
Also, you know, what I found fascinating on the trip is that you can kind of get a handle on the history of modern architecture in Chicago from one end of the river down to the other.
That's right. Yeah, looking at everything from the Chicago School in the 1890s up into modernism with Mies van der Rohe's work, and then those who studied with Mies like Bertrand Goldberg, and then on to the postmodernists such as you see 333 West Wacker, which is a favorite of people, that curving glass building, which is real contextual to the river.
Yeah. There are also walking tours and bus tours. You want to tell us about those?
Sure. We offer walking tours every day of the week. We offer tours every day of the week, the river cruise included. But for those who really want to get in-depth with the buildings and get into interiors, we offer downtown historic and modern skyscrapers walking tours, which are some favorites that people take. Also, bus tours. One of my favorite tours is Highlights by Bus. I actually give that tour, so obviously it's a favorite of mine. But that's really a great 3.5-hour bus tour. We do that on Wednesdays, Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. So a lot of opportunities for out-of-towners to see that. And you get to see everything, the loop, and then you get to do the interiors of Frank Lloyd Wright's Robie House on the south side, look at University of Chicago campus, see the new IIT buildings with the Rem Cool House building, and then look at a great view from the planetarium and up to the north side as well, just a little bit, by Lincoln Park.
So tickets and reservations are required for these tours.
Always recommend that, yeah. I mean, obviously, if space permits, there's walk-ins, but the question is, is there space? So.
Yeah. Can you make reservations ahead of time? Can you buy tickets online?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Okay. www.architecture.org is how you would make reservations.
Okay. The other interesting thing I learned about the foundation is that you now have, for foreign visitors or people who don't speak English, you have self-guided walking tour headsets?
Yeah, GTS devices, which I'm sitting right next to as we make this call. We did this this past year where when you take a walking tour, because sometimes we get a group of 35, 50 sometimes descend upon us. We like to make them small groups, like 10 to 12 people, but you have actually a listening device that you put on, and the docent has the receiver, and so you can hear everything the docent says, even when the L is going on overhead. This is also great if you don't speak English, or if you have a visitor that you have come with you, and it'll be in a different language, so German, Japanese, French.
Yeah, if you want to show somebody the town.
Mm-hmm. And Spanish.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. More information on the tours and exhibitions, the website, www.architecture.org. And your telephone number?
We are at 312-922-3432.
Okay, very good. Barb, we'll leave it there. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Okay.
Barb Gordon is the Director of Volunteers and Adult Education at the Chicago Architecture Foundation. Their visitor center is located at 224 South Michigan Avenue. And again, that phone number, 312-922-3432.